A Brief History of the Holy Roman Empire. Conrad II. Now, when Henry II died, the people of Italy, and specifically Pavia, again erupted in anti-Germanic fever. They rejoiced at the death of a foreign ruler and destroyed the imperial palace in a riot. But this riot did not result in the overthrow of Germanic rule. Instead, it incited the archbishop to immediately call upon Conrad II, surnamed the Salic, to come and liberate Italy from anarchy and to protect the domains of the church which were threatened by the mobs. Henceforth, the Franconian dynasty, or as is more frequently called, the Salian dynasty, so named after Conrad the Salic, would rule over the empire for 100 years. Now, Conrad II was the Duke of Franconia when he received news of Henry II's death. He was a distant relative of the Ottonians and had married a descendant of Charlemagne. He was the most obvious choice to become King of Germany in the absence of any true heirs by Henry. In 1024, Conrad received the crown, but a few electors set up William of Aquitaine as a rival king. This forced the various kings of the empire to take sides, but when Robert II of France sided with Conrad, William was forced to give in without a fight. The crown of Germany was therefore resolved with little or no bloodshed. No sooner had his ascendancy to the German throne been completed than received word from the Archbishop of Milan, Eriberto. The bishop needed help to quell the riots and anarchy which had ensued following Henry II's death. In 1026, Conrad II arrived in Italy, but his mere presence was all that was needed. The people did not like German leadership, but they were acutely aware that Italy lacked leadership of its own. The rioting and anarchy ceased shortly after Conrad's arrival, and the people were ready to accept him as their emperor. He was crowned the King of Italy that very year, and the following year he received the imperial crown from the recently elected Pope John XIX. In 1022, Romanus, the former consul and brother of Pope Benedict VIII, was consecrated as the new pope. He, however, had created a scandal by bribing his way into the papal see, and since he was a layman upon his election, he passed through all the priestly orders in a single day. Despite this scandal, he had been able to patch up the political situation in Rome, including semi-reconciliation with the recently displaced Crescenti family. The people were ready to accept a pope, whatever his credentials, but they were also eager to have an emperor. The coronation of Conrad itself was significant for several reasons. First, Conrad II had not forced himself upon Rome, nor had he been called to Rome because of a great political crisis there. He was crowned because the people realized that the empire needed an emperor. Second, the ceremony was done with great pomp and featured such notables as the Burgundian King Rudolf III and, more significantly, King Canute of England. The latter king is significant, for while England may not yet have become a part of the Holy Roman Empire, it forged a powerful alliance that would soon take the country into the Empire of Nations. The unique structure of the empire makes it hard to clarify Britain's position in the empire at this time, but three facts prevail. First, after attending the ceremony, Canute struck a deal with Pope John XIX, which would grant England exemption from certain tributes. The facts that tributes had been required indicates that England was not wholly independent of the empire. Second, the marriage of Canute's daughter in 1036 to Conrad's son, the future Emperor Henry III, struck a major marriage alliance that would eventually lead to England's inclusion in the empire, if it was not already. Finally, the appearance of Canute at the coronation indicates his prominent position in the empire. It would be rare indeed for a foreign dignitary to be invited to such an event. While this is a possibility, it signifies at the very least the importance to which England was slowly rising. Conrad had little time to celebrate his coronation, and after receiving the crown, he received the news of a rebellion in Germany. He instantly returned to Germany, where the rebellion was easily put down and the perpetrators punished. This included members of his own family, but Conrad did not spare them, for they too were executed for treason. The following year, yet another revolt occurred. This one was in Poland, where Mazioko, the son of Boleslaw the Brave, sought independence from Germanic rule. Like the previous revolt, Conrad was able to halt Polish aggression, and a truce was arranged, which would leave Mazioko a semi-autonomous ruler so long as he agreed to remain a vassal of the empire and to pay tribute. The following few years would remain relatively peaceful until the death of the Burgundian king Rudolf III in 1032. His death is significant because he had formerly planned to bequeath his entire kingdom to Henry II, but upon the emperor's untimely death, Conrad II was to inherit the empire from which he had come. However, you, the Count of Champagne, now claim the Burgundian throne for himself. He rejected Conrad's claim and revolted. Conrad was again forced to take the field and defeat the pretender to Burgundy's throne. By 1033, Conrad would secure Burgundy, also called Arles at this time, and accept the crown thereafter. Next time, we'll look at the rest of Conrad II's reign, and in particular, his creation of the Constitution of Fiefs. Now, the sources for this is Religion and the Holy Roman Empire by Ferguson, Before France and Germany by Gary, The Oxford History of Medieval Europe by Holmes, The Papal Encyclopedia by Bunsen, The Capetian Kings of France, 987 to 1328 by Butler and Adams, French History, Volume 1 by Guizot, Barbarian Invasions by Delbruck, Early Germans by Todd, and The Rise and Fall of the Holy Roman Empire by Criswell. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.